Welcome to the December 2008 Bobcast. I'm your host, Matthew Clem, and on tonight's show, we'll be talking about the topics that have everyone pondering the mysteries of life. I'm talking, of course, about porcupine sex, glass houses, and that question we're all curious to answer. Does the light bulb in the refrigerator really go off when you close the door? Those stories and more coming up. But first, let's talk about what's been going on this past month. Matt? Thanks, Matt. Well, this past December, I turned 35 years old. Me and Tamara both actually turned 35, and that means a entrance into the mid-30s, which means, you know, in another 5 years, I'll be turning 40, and this particular year was the second time my birthday had bothered me. Normally, I don't really care about what goes on my birthday, but for some reason, this year, turning 35 really, really bothered me. And I think it had to do with change, and as I recall, I posted a big spiel there on Bob's Room about how as you get older, things changing, and that kind of, you know, you see the passage of time, and it's hard to accept the fact that certain things are going to change, and what are you going to do about it, and there's nothing you can do about it, it's just life, etc. So that was actually kind of hard to deal with, and so I'm still kind of fighting it a little bit here and there. You know, I have good days and bad. Just different things. It's not so much the change in that that's bothering me. It's just there's some different things going on in life that kind of just having to deal with, you know. But generally, I mean, things are good. There's just a lot of crap going on, and I'm glad the end of the year is basically here. December also saw Toulouse Cruise come to an end. I went to their last show as Toulouse Cruise, at least with Brian and Alex at... I can't even remember the name of the place, but it was in Amherst. It was their last actual show with the two of them, and I felt I was a little sad to see the two of them be done, but I'm sure that, you know, at some point in the future, you'll see the two of them play together. They played really, really well. In fact, hopefully within the next little while, I'll be posting an MP3 as I recorded their 70s three-chord medley that they do. It's kind of one of their signature items. I recorded their 70s medley while I was at the show, and so I'm gonna clean it up and hopefully post it to Bob's Room for people to take a listen to. So that'll be kind of cool. What else happened in the month of December? I hit 600 hides, or excuse me, 600 finds in geocaching. I'm now up to 615 in there somewhere. So in about a year, I've done a little over 600 finds, which is pretty cool. I spent today's the 29th of December. I spent yesterday hiding caches like crazy. I hid like 9 of them. So that's going to bring my hide count up considerably. But I did some pretty cool ones. I did this this one called the World's Biggest Micro, which is basically a 5-gallon bucket that's painted and made to look like a giant 35mm film canister. So it actually looks pretty cool. And I did a little bit of I dropped my geocaching DVD in there because I watched it, and you know, I didn't mind paying the money for it, but it was kind of lame. It was really tacky, meant more for new geocachers than anything else. But there was a couple of neat things on there, being able to see who created geocaching, the guy that actually hid the first geocache, and him talking about it and where it is and why he did it and stuff, and that was pretty cool. Considering the sport's really only been around for like 8 years, so it's pretty cool. So, looking forward to some more caches during the winter. The ice walk is coming up in February, where people walk over to Shediac Island and Copan Island and you know, get the caches over there. That should be a pretty cool event. And I'm thinking probably June is probably when I'm going to do the next Moncton's Race for Cash. It was the event that I did that went over really, really well. People were really excited and happy about it. So I'm going to try and go for that one next year, do a second one. Let's see, other new things. Been in the world of tech, I've been playing with Twitter and Daily Mugshot lately. Twitter's basically... It's the web's introduction to microblogging. The concept of microblogging is that you simply post items that are 140 characters or less to a sort of blog roll of sorts, and you can follow different people that are posting. So it's mostly exchanges of links and little stories and this and that, but you can also post pictures by linking the pictures to your story, and it's kind of neat. It's a little bit different way of sharing information. I've stumbled upon some kind of interesting websites through my Twitter account. And actually at work, we have an internal Twitter just for Oracle employees that one of the guys has been developing. And he actually pointed me in the direction of this other sort of programming platform within Oracle, which is pretty sweet. I haven't had much time to play with it, but it looks pretty, pretty neat. So anyway, if you get a chance, check out Twitter. And Daily Mugshot, it was actually Kelly, or Red, that put me onto that. It's basically you take a picture every day and just sort of catalog and show your, you know, a portrait of yourself through time, which is kind of a neat idea. I don't like the fact that it nags me with an email if I go a couple of days and not take my mugshot, but I'm sure there's a setting somewhere where I can go to turn that off. Let's see, other news. Well, Lost returns to the airwaves on January 22nd. It's a 3-hour special. There's a 1-hour recap, which basically brings you up to speed to where you are. And then the first 2 episodes of season 5 are going to air back to back. So the first one, When You Left, I think is what it's called, or After You Left. And then The Lie is the second episode. So it'll be pretty cool to see Lost finally back on the air. It's like, you know, 23 days or something like that is how many days are left before the new episodes start. Seen a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff kind of been going on. So spoiler alert, it looks like there's some Dharma Initiative stuff going on in Season 5. And Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse, the two main producers, have said that it's going to be a little bit more sci-fi-ish because we've now kind of gotten past all the... you know, the allusion to that there was something going on and that we're going to kind of, they're going to have to kind of dive right into it and get some more explanations and some things. And I'm really looking forward to see how it works out. And that also leads me into Battlestar Galactica, which also starts up in basically 3 or 4 weeks. I think it's 3 weeks from this coming Sunday. And we get to see what happens after the folks from Battlestar have landed on what is supposed to be Earth, but it appears to be completely blown away. I read some stuff behind the scenes about that as well, and I think that with regards to who the final 4 Cylons or the final 5 Cylons were, there's only one left we don't know, but I think we're going to find out that the final 5 Cylons are not the same kinds of Cylons that we've come to know and hate. So that's basically my TV news. Christmas just went by. I did pretty good. We had the whole family over here on Christmas Day. We really, really enjoyed it. Dylan had a blast. He was opening his gifts. And Tamara got me a whole pile of geocaching stuff and some jeans and underwear and some books. A little bit of everything. So, oh, the best thing, she got me this brand new leather chair for my computer room so I can get rid of that other one that I've had for, I'm sure, 10 years. So I was glad to get rid of that, and the new chair is very, very comfy. I really, really like it, so it's a nice new addition. But yeah, Christmas was went well with the family. Everybody seemed to enjoy it. Having the entire family here was quite busy, but we did like a potluck, so it wasn't too bad. But you know, still lots of people, lots of things going on. And then Boxing Day was just me and Tamara and Dylan just relaxing, taking it easy, trying to enjoy the day, you know, just basically to ourselves. My mom didn't do her big Boxing Day thing this year because really she only ever did that for Tiny's kids because they wanted to have time with Tiny, and since Tiny's not with us anymore, it seemed kind of silly for her to do it. So we went over there on Saturday and Dylan opened a couple more gifts, and I actually saw my sister Janet and my nephew Justin. Both of which, you know, I really don't have much of an opinion on my sister Janet, but her and Justin both were in great spirits, really, really seemed to be doing well. Justin seems to be pretty keen on graduating and going into his auto mechanic course at the Tech, which I was really impressed to see. I think that's really good. So that was That was pretty cool. So we'll see how that works out in the new year. Speaking of New Year's, me and Tamara are doing our regular New Year's Eve routine. It seems to have been the last few years. Going to be going over to Valerie and Darren's and having some Chinese food for supper and enjoying some games, just hanging out, playing some games, whether it's poker or some other board game. That's what we've been doing the last few years, and it really just seems to work. I think Tamara's mom's going to babysit overnight for us, so we'll have the night to ourselves. So that's pretty cool. Dylan is doing well. I haven't posted a whole lot on his website, but, you know, he's doing pretty good. He went through a little spell there. He was sick, but he seems to have come out of it, and he really, really enjoyed Christmas, so I was glad to see that. So I guess that about rounds up my December 2008. So back to you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Well, according to PaulDing.net, porcupines actually do it like most animals do, but with the female's pricks limp. Thankfully, the male isn't the same way. As for glass houses, why would you? And the question of whether or not the light actually goes out when you close the door, just type in fridge light into youtube.com and you'll find the answer. Matt has actually performed this test himself. What were your results?
Well, Matt, it was back in 2000, and indeed, when the video camera was placed inside the fridge and the door was closed, the picture did in fact go black.
There you have it, folks. The age-old question has now been answered. That's a wrap for this month, folks. Hope you have enjoyed this month's Bobcast. Wait, this just handed to me. Breaking news, folks. Apparently, Tamara is in fact pregnant with Matt and Tamara's second child, and it has been confirmed as a girl. No word on whether or not the child's first word will be ding. More information on this breaking story as it develops. Have a happy new year, and see you in 2009.